machan necha kodesh. How to maintain a holy machan.
Okay. Indoor plumbing and the
door. Right.
Indoor plumbing?
Okay. So the sugya on daf chav beis and mid beis brings down two scenarios. One scenario is Hoya omed b'tzila v'ro'a soa kenegdo. He was in the middle of Shemona Esrei. It was actually the whole discussion, which I'm not going to get into today, is this only a din by Shemona Esrei? What about by other brachos? What about by Kriya Shema? What about by other... Does the same discussion apply or not? Another time. Hoya omed b'tzila v'ro'a soa kenegdo, and he sees soa in front of him. So... Mahalach lefonavad shiyizru kenel achor dal lamos. So what he's supposed to do is he's supposed to walk up to it and throw it behind dal lamos, or the Gemara says you could possibly in situations where you can't do that, then you could do it with studim to throw it to the side. That's the first scenario. All right, I don't. The Rishonim, many Rishonim ask the question. If the problem is you can see the toa, don't go anywhere. Turn around.
Right.
You won't be able to see the Torah.
You're not facing Mezra.
So that's what the Rishonim say. The problem is, it's the same halacha as brought by Kriya Shema.
What?
Yes, that's the problem. So that's the problem. The Magen Avraham has this question. Anyway.
That's close to the sheet that you have to be facing Mezra.
There are those, I didn't really go into this topic, but there are those who say that the din of lo yiro l'cher v'tzova applies if you can see it, even if you're not facing it. In other words, there's a whole problem. Let's say you're davening. I don't want to get into this. I don't want to get into this because it's a tangent. But let's say you're davening in a place and there are some women or some that are not properly dressed or some other problem. Uh-oh. So can you just cover your eyes? No. Okay. Can you just turn around? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. It may get involved in that problem, but I don't want to get into that. So the first scenario is... First scenario is raw, so it says that what? You have to do something about getting rid of this soa. And then, presumably, what do you do? You continue davening. We left off. It doesn't say that, but it doesn't say not that way. So, that most Rishonim learned, not all Rishonim, most Rishonim learned that that's. They just continue on.
But you were Oker Raglav. Doesn't that undo Shmona Esrei?
No, you can be Oker Raglav for many situations.
You got a sitter.
Go
and look up a Shulchan Aruch up
in the middle. Next scenario in the Gemara is where a person was Hoya Mispalel Umotza Tzoa Bimkomo. Now, this is a little different case. Bimkomo. So then, Rabba says, Afal Pi Shechota Tfila So Tfila. And Rabba says, how can you say this? Zedav Hashem Toeva. Rather, Elomar Rava Hoel the Chata, Afalfish Spalel Tfilato Toeva. Okay? So we have, Rava seems to disagree with Rava, and he says Tfilato Toeva. So the question is, what does it mean Toeva? So Rabbi Natan says, Zahavim Uvasul Yachol Lisko, meaning, it's a Toeva. The Macholus between Rava and Rava is whether or not it's a good Tfilah or a lousy Tfilah. But a Tfilah it is. In any case, so according to, where did Rabbi Natan get this idea? That it's a tefillah, even though you did it in the place where it ends up that you found Toa. Where did Rabbi Tam get this idea from? Why did he learn Zevach Hashem Toeva means that it is a tefillah?
It's the way he stated Rava.
But why did he learn that it's still a tefillah, that you're still Yosef? Why did he learn
Zevach,
that?
It's still Zevach.
No, that's not trying to pass it. The Zevach of a Russia is not a Zevach. It's a Toeva. That's Pashat Pshat and Pashat. Where did Rabbi Natan get it from?
Rabbi Natan got it from the Gemara here. He says, Ella Amar Rava.
Why did Rabbi Natan learn Pshat way in Rava? Why did he learn that even though you davened in a place that was Toa, you still yield six Tfila?
Because he goes, Shetas Tfila, the Russian. His davening is, no?
Maybe.
Doesn't say you have to go.
Why did he learn that even though you're diving in a place?
It's about Hanefa.
Don't introduce the Rajbo's concept over here. Why did the Rabbi Natan learn that even if you're diving in a place which you shouldn't have davened in, it was so that you're still Yose? Why did he learn that?
To come out and say, diving over.
Where?
Anywhere.
Well, if you learn that Rav is. The Zevach Rishon Toeva means that it's not davening, you have to daven over again.
Yeah,
but why didn't he want to learn that way? There's a reason Rabbi Natan didn't want to learn that way.
What is it?
Somebody's going to tell me.
Come on.
There's a raya from the Gemara that even if you daven in a place where you're not supposed to daven, you're still yotzei. Where? What's the raya from the Gemara?
That was the
connecto.
The one he saw
the connecto. The connecto case. The connecto case. It doesn't say anything about davening over. It just says get rid of it. It tells you exactly what to do, right? Is there anything about davening over? No.
It was after the fact that he was talking about our case.
No, it was after. It was certainly after part of Tefillah.
He started davening, right?
He started davening, and it tells you exactly what to do.
So
get rid of the Toa. That's all it says.
So the
question is, why wasn't it Zeruch Hashoyim Toeva? Why can't, why do you have to, why can you just take off where you left off? Can you just continue? Why don't you have to daven over again? It doesn't tell you exactly what to do, but it doesn't say anything about davening over again. So Rabbi Natan will say, you know why you don't have to daven over again? Because Zevach, it's a toeva that part, but it's still davening.
Oh,
and the rest of your davening will be fine.
Mr. Mark said you didn't like it.
Who said that?
Somebody said it a few minutes ago. You said,
that's how Rabbi Natan learned that. Okay. That's where Rabbi Natan's Rai is from. He didn't say that, but that's clear. The reason why Rabbi Natan doesn't want to learn that you're not Yosef is because he's dealing with the same problem.
But you told us Toeva.
He makes no distinction. He makes no distinction.
You told us
Toeva. Just like the Rabbi Yona makes no distinction.
Didn't you tell us Toeva means it's not an acceptable davening? Toeva. Didn't you say that a few minutes ago?
That's just interesting. Rabbi Natan and the Rii.
Okay.
But from the
Zevach
case.
Okay.
It's from the Zevach.
Toeva means it's not a good Zevach.
Right.
You ask a question?
Now, from what you said...
Are you criticizing what I did, or are you asking me a question?
No, it's from what you said.
Well, I talked about history, and I'm not interested in
history was 3 minutes ago.
Well, is it relevant now?
All right, let's go back to it.
Okay, so that's Rabbi Natan. I just wanted you to see that Rabbi Natan also deals with the apparent steer between the two scenarios. And he deals with it by saying that you can take off where you left off, because that was good feel, even according to Rava. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to answer the question the other Rishonim have. The question is only to hold like the Reed. That's what I want you to see. The whole problem is only like the Reed. If you hold that in the case of Matzah Tzorim Komo, and when Rava says Zevach Rishonim Toeva means that you're not Yotzei Davening, then you have a problem. If you're not Yotzei Davening here, why could you just continue there? And then you have to give either the answer of the Rashba or the answer of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Could have been a time you don't have the problem. You see that? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. How does the Rajbo deal with the problem? Does somebody have a hand that I can look at for a second? You lost your hand that maybe you gave it to me. Maybe
no.
I
no, 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 no.
So the Rajbo says it's okay, I don't think I need it. The Rajbo says, you know what the difference is between the two cases?
Probably
not. Of raw Toa Kenegdo, where we say that you can, once you find the Toa, you can continue davening where you left off, once you dispose of the Toa, however that you're supposed to dispose of it. And in the case of Matzah B'Tzorim and Komo, the second scenario, it's a Toeva and you're not Yotzei. The difference is, there's two problems that Toa presents for your davening. One is the problem of Lo Yeru Elecha Erev HaZavah, and one is the problem of Hoya Machanecha Kodosh. Rashba says, Lo Yeru Elecha Erev HaZavah is only a problem if you see something. The Torah could have been there the whole time. If you didn't see it, it's not a problem.
Right.
Okay? Hoyamach and Hakel Kodosh is a problem if within your machaneh, whatever that means, within Dalai Lama's, whatever, however we define the makom. If the Torah in your makom, it's not your makom, is not Kodosh, that's a spirit of Tefillah. That's according to Rashba, the difference between the two cases. In the case of Ra'at, Soa, Kenegdo, he never saw it. He didn't see it, it's no problem. It was not within his Dalai Lama's, it wasn't in his Machaneh. So therefore, what happens when you find it, when you see the Tzohar? Now it's a problem. Now you've seen it, now it's the problem of Loyer Elchai Abbasov. You can't continue davening. But you have to get rid of the Tzohar. But once you get rid of it, you continue on where you left off. Okay? That's the Rashba, that's the case of Raw Tzohar Connector. What about the case of Matzah Tzohar Komo? So there is a violation of Hoya Machanecha Kodosh. Hoya Machanecha Kodosh is, even if you didn't know about it, even if you didn't see it, your Machaneh was supposed to be Kodosh.
Right.
And therefore, since, now it depends, the Rabbi says, if it's a place where you really had no reason to think that there would have been Soa there, so even though you violated of Hoya Machanecha Kodosh, since you didn't have any reason to think there would be Soa there, you had no obligation to check, therefore, it's not a Zevach Hashem Toeva, therefore you don't have to daven over again.
It's a little like Rebecca.
Right? But if it's a place where there was some reason that you should have checked, okay? Exactly how much suspicion you need, I don't know, and I won't go into, but you should have checked, and you didn't check, and therefore you didn't find it. There, if you do find it, you feel it was a Tel-Aviv. You're a Russia. You violated the halacha of Allah Machaneh HaKodesh by not doing what you should have done. Your tefillah is a Zerach Hashem Teva. Zerach Hashem Teva is not a tefillah. And therefore, you have to daven over again. That's the Rashba. Okay? Got the Rashba?
Yes.
It's interesting that according to the Rashba, do you have to check within your, let's say the you eventually see it in a place where you could have thought that there might be Torah there. Right, but you didn't check it. Is your tefillah okay or is it not okay? You finish davening, and then after you daven, you realize that there was Torah within eyesight, but you didn't check it. What's the halacha?
And it's
a place where you should have checked it. There's a possibility there could have been Torah.
I think it's a possibility, or very good. Doesn't he distinguish?
I don't know if he makes a distinction. It's a place.
We didn't get that far. He focused the spot.
Okay, fine.
One second.
They put down Grasha Ray.
It says L'itim, so then I guess it would be considered.
Even that L'itim should count. If it sometimes happens, you ought to check.
No.
No, what do you mean no? Why not?
Because that's far away.
No, what if...
It says L'itim, so I guess your case would be...
And I want to know if the Bokom should darko on Niach Shom L'itim Graf Shorei.
He would. His tefillah would not be...
And it's not within his Bokom, but it's within his eyesight.
He should check.
No.
Why shouldn't he check if sometimes it happens?
No. Okay. According to the Rashba, You're only over if it's within your eye, or just within your eyesight, if you see it. If you don't see it, so there's no reason to check.
You
have no obligation. That's what he said.
But the Rashba says, Elish says, Palavah Rosh Hashanah L'Yisham L'Yikim Gerv Zorei Mishum Doz Nikro B'Shei Kishlo Boda.
Yeah, that's the Mkomo. That's where it's in your Makom. If it's in your Makom, if you ultimately find it so in your Makom, then it depends whether it's a place where you should have checked or not.
Right.
But if it's not within your Makom, you just see it, you didn't have to check. Even if it's in a Makom where you could have thought there was a good likelihood there would be there, it makes no difference. That's the Shita of the Rashba. And where does he get it from? He gets it from the two scenarios in Agamor. That's what I want you to see. How all the Shitas of the Rishonim stem from how they deal with the issues that present themselves when you learn the sugya. Okay? That is the shita of the Rashba. Now let's look at the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. So Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says the following. Hoil v'chata, you have that? You should remind me that I want to tell you the ritva. I don't know if I'm going to get to the ritva, but I would like to tell you the ritva. So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says the following. He says... The Omrim Rabbeinu Tzorfas, right? The Balei Tosfos say, the Davka Kishahoya Mokum Shemitsuyim Musham Tanim Mosi Shem Tzor, Pchi Hai Gavne Tzorfas was Pala. He's talking about the case of Mokot Tzor Bim Komo, right? And he says, the case of Mokot Tzor Bim Komo is Tziloso Toeva, and you have to daven over again, but only in a place where you could have thought that there would be Tzor there, right? Okay? But Mokum Acher, another place, Mistam Aloha Yashem Tzor, where you could assume that there was no Tzor, in Mosa Acher Kane in Tzorchas of Spal, that'd be no problem, even if you found it in your Mokum. What's the Raya? So he brings two Rayas. One Raya, he says, that we hold the Chota, right? Ain't you lost Tzor? Mashmah, that he didn't do what he should have done, meaning that he really should have checked. You only really have to check in a place where you had a reason to think they would be there.
Right.
So that's one Raya he brings. What's the chet? Now he says, I'm going to bring you a raya that I'm right, that it all depends on whether or not it's a place where you had reason to think there might be tzoah there. The previous scenario, the case of Ra'a Tzoah Kenegdo. And the im isa de la olam it's yichul lachto l'spalo heich amru to dailo shalach l'fon of arba amos so heil olam shiachto l'spalo doesn't anywhere about davening over again elavad v'nei she esher hu shehoya B'makom shlohoyelo losis alibo shesham tzoa lo amru shiachus pal mipi moria rab meiro. So what is he saying? What's the difference between the two cases? The Rav said that the difference between the two cases is one is a violation of lo yirelecho evazavar, one's a violation of oyamachanecha kodosh. The Talmid Rebbeinu says no, they're exactly the same problem. Okay, so what the problem doesn't say, but they follow the same rule. The rule is, did you have a reason to think there might be so or they are not? The case where Rava says Zerach Hashem Toeva, you're not Yose, is because it's a place where you had a reason to think there might be so or there. The case of Raw Soa Kenegdo, where it says that you just get rid of the soa somehow and you continue davening and you don't say Zerach Hashem Toeva, that's because it's a place where he didn't have a reason to think it would be so. That's the resolution. I says that nowhere in the Gemara. Right. It makes no allusion to it, no hint to it whatsoever in the Gemara. Anyway.
That
doesn't bother the Talmid Rebbeinu Yonah. He assumes that's the reason. Okay? Because it doesn't say, here it says chota, there it doesn't say chota. Okay? What's the reason? Because here we should have checked. There was no reason to check. Why was there no reason to check? Because it was a different kind of a place, a place where there's no reason to check. Uh-huh. Obviously, the Rashba works out much better in the Gemara, because the Gemara never makes this distinction.
Right,
it's
right.
Sort of an arbitrary, unmentioned distinction,
well,
according
the
Chata, to the Ratami Rabbeinu, but that's the way the Rashba learns. And so let me just mention one other sheet to you. Everybody seems to hold the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, and what's the Nafkamina, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba? The Nafkamina is, what about if you find two of them combo, and you should have checked. What's the halacha according to both, according to them?
Davenov.
What?
Davenov.
Okay. What's the halacha if you both saw them come out and there's no reason for you to think that it's so there? What's the halacha?
Keep on going.
Okay. What about if you see?
You
finished davening. I thought we finished davening. You finished davening. Do you have davening over again?
No.
What's the halacha where Roar saw Kenegdo and it was a place where you didn't have any reason to think that there would be soa there? What's the halacha?
Look over here. Kick it behind you for
everyone
four
agrees
months.
That you get rid of soa, but what about whatever davening you did?
It's good.
What about a case where roa soa kenegdo, and it's a place where you should have checked and you didn't check? What do you have to do? That's the case of the machlokes. That's the case of the machlokes. Okay, so that's the case of the machlokes. The case, however, now the Ritva, I'm going to tell you one other shita. The Ritva actually disagrees in another case. He says the following. He wants to say the following, that he agrees to the Rashba's distinction of Lo Yirelecha, which is something within eyesight, and Lo Yimachan Kodosh, which is something which is in your makom. However, he holds that the case, since the case of the Rava, where Rava says Zevach Hashem to Eva, is even talking about a place, it doesn't say anything where that it was a place where he should, where was a reason to think there was Toa there. He learns that the Gemara doesn't introduce anything about the fact that one of the or the other of the cases has to be a case where you might have thought there was Toa there, right? According to the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, that's what the whole distinction is about. Even according to Rashba, though, that's a factor in the Gemara, even though that's not the difference between the two cases. But the only reason, according to Rashba, that with Matzah, Tzoah, and Komo, you have to daven over again, is because it's a place where you should have checked. The Ritva holds that even if you find Tzoah, Bim Komo, even if it's a place where you have no reason to think there was Tzoah, you have to daven over again. Because he holds, since it's your makom, it ended up there was Toa there, and even though he's the lashon of the Ritva. Umayda Omar Rava, Hai Zevach Rishoyim to Evahu, Lav Davka Rishoyim, it's not really a Russia. Sharei Lo Chota, Ela Bishgoga, it means the following, Ela Kiz Zevach Rishoyim Koma, Mishum Hachi, I say Hai Korah, the Tefillah can I get a Korban, but I have to bring a different lashon to you. He says, that which it says that in a place where you don't have any reason to think that there's Tzoa, Eino Chayiv Livdok, he says, he says, Avol Nimtzeis Bimkomo, Kevan Deboi Machanecha Kodosh, if you find the Tzoa in your place, since Machanecha Kodosh is a requirement and ends up it wasn't Machanecha Kodosh, Roy Hoyo lived dog, Achal Pisha Enu Chayef. He should have checked. He didn't really have to check, but he should have checked. So if he doesn't check, it ends up that he was davening in a place which was unsuitable for davening, and it's considered Zechor Shem Tov. Okay? That's the sheet of the Ritva. It's a takeoff. It's a little, it's a spin-off on the Rashba. And it's,
why didn't you want to go the full step?
According to the Ritva, the reason, the Ritva learns this way is because there's nowhere mentioned in the Gemara anything about the places either being a place where you would think there would be tzoa or not. So the Ritva says it doesn't really make any difference. Right? The distinction is between whether it was in your makom, in which case it's always ever choshuan toleva, or whether it was just within your eyesight, in which case it's never ever choshuan toleva. Okay,
why,
that's how the ritual learned.
Why did he have to bring the should have checked? Just say it's a makom toleva. I don't care. Why did he still have to bring in you should have still checked because it was
well,
there?
Who was the ritual?
Yeah, eliminate that fact all the way. See,
because
this is
it's called the Russia. The Gemara does call him a Russia. Why is it? What he had to look at something that he could have done or should have done or that was possible to do.
No,
that
Russia, because he davened in a bad place. Russia, he davened in irregularly. You're like,
okay. He doesn't say that.
So
he doesn't say it. He says, if he learned,
he
makes a distinction between Roy Hoya lived off, Avapisha, and Ochaya lived.
I didn't
know.
I did not.
Okay.
It's not your fault. All right.
How do we paskin? So the Beit Joseph just brings down the machlokas between the Rabbeinu Yonah, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rashba. And how do we paskin? He paskin.
Like
he says the psak is. We now look near the Akina Karashba the Basro. Paskin like the Rashba. Interestingly, what I wanted to see is, so the Rush, the Beit Joseph is clearly how he passes,
right?
So how does he express that in Shulchan Aruch? Okay? So I just read it to you. It's very interesting. I never remember seeing too many Shulchan Aruch like this. He says the following. Hoya Korah, he actually says, by the way, it's brought down as Kriyashma, which is in itself an interesting thing, because the whole Gemara is not talking about Kriyashma. Another time we'll talk about what's the halacha in something other than tefillah? Only talk about luchur is only done by davening because zebach is only by shemone esrei. You don't find the tefillah is connected karbonos. You don't find kriyas shema like a carbon. So anyway, but it's brought down in Hilchos Kriyas Shema for some reason. It's not brought down in Hilchos Tefillah. Barah to a connecto yelech kadeshes v'kenam yacharav arba amos v'miyefsher kagon shiyes lefon of nahr or dover acher ma'akev. He can't do it for some reason. Then Yanichen would start in Dal Ramos. The Eno Tzorich Lachzo, you don't have to
go back.
So he paskins, right? Ella Lamakam Shapasak. Okay, that's what he paskins. And he doesn't make a distinction whether or not it's a place which you should have checked or not. So he seems to paskin like whom? Who?
Right, like the Ritva.
The Rashba.
He's talking about Rotzor Kenegdo. And he's saying that he's saying that you don't have to daven over again. No, he doesn't make any qualification as to whether or not, what kind of a makom it is. Who does he pass him
like? The Rashba.
The Rishba holds that way too, but you don't have to go to the Ritva to say that. The Rashba holds that way.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Rashba says that it a place, as long as you don't see it, it's not a violation of the Lechodobi. You don't have to check.
Right.
Okay? And then he says, Rabbeinu Yonah, he brings down Rabbeinu Yonah by name in Shulchan Aruch. He brings down the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah. So it's interesting that he says this, unless the Beit Yosef changed his mind between writing the Beit Yosef and the writing the Shulchan Aruch, this is a formulation which Shulchan means the halacha is, you don't have to worry about it. But the Rebbe Yonah holds differently, so if you want to be cautious, you can.
Because here he only used Basra. He didn't say, like, the Svara here.
No, he just used the principle of Basra.
So it almost implies that if you like the Svara, don't say Basra.
Maybe
you like Rebbe Yonah.
Lina Loka used the principles of Basra.
But maybe Nire is not
as... Basra.
Nire is not as...
It's already past the time, we'll have to stop over.
Maybe Nire is not as...
Well, I'm going to ask the question, by the way, by Krishna. Why don't you turn around?